Welcome back to the Olam Hamidos.
Tziviyolam Hakavod. On the bottom of Pei Daled, which we discuss the importance of preserving the dignity and honor of others. Certainly there's a mitzvah in the Torah which says you have to rebuke your friend. You have to tell your friend when they're doing something wrong. You have to be proactive. You can't stand by. Whenever you rebuke a friend, whenever you tell him what's going on, you got to give him the talk. You got to do it in a very honorable way. You should never denigrate, ridicule, hurt his feelings. To do it in a very sensitive, delicate way. Such an important lesson in life. To understand the foundation of this, zilzul is for two reasons. Acha, number one. Shachar shashomea chatato. After you hear about his sin, margishu she'enu chashuv kevan sha'asa keneged ratzon Hashem. This person feels that he's not important because he's went against the will of Hashem. This person's in a very delicate state of mind. He did something wrong, something egregious, something terrible. He went against the will of God. He feels like he's not so important right now. So therefore, you have to strengthen him. You have to give him chizuk. This person's down in the dumps. He feels low. He feels like he's not there anymore. So you can't embarrass and denigrate and ruin. You have to build him up. Ubeis. Secondly, this person who fell, the person who sinned, he might feel that he's not so important anymore in his friend's eyes. Because his friend knows his shortcomings. That's very hurtful. We always want to be held in high esteem in our friends. We always want to be held in good regard. And this person feels hurt. Now his friend knows. He's been exposed. His friend knows about his lackings. Therefore, you have to rebuke in a very wise, sensitive way. Shemati devar nechmad. I heard something very nice. Shesova pasuk shel hochech tochech damitecha. The end of the pasuk, which explains the mitzvah of rebuke. What does it say? Hu lo tisa alav chet. You shall not bear upon yourself a sin. Hainu, what does that mean? Shelo yaseh hachet masui davar kaved alav. The sin that the person does should not be considered this very heavy thing. Shaz yargish shedavar gadol hu beinecha. Because then the person's going to feel, the one that fell down, whoa, he just did the biggest thing ever. And it's going to cause this terrible ripple effect. Ela kadavar kal beinecha. It should be considered very light in your eyes. Again, the person giving rebuke. You shouldn't see it as it was the biggest, worst thing that your friend did. See it as something light. Virak shebesof yavim me'atzmo chomer inyan. And the sinner himself, or the person that needs chizuk, he's going to realize the gravity of it by himself. Ve'od, sarich lo'chich ba'ofen shelo yargish sha'achet haya munach b'datecha. You have to rebuke in a way that the person, he shouldn't feel that the sin is so ingrained in your mind. Me'ah shechata, from the time that he sinned. Ki b'zeh yizbor shenafachta chashivuto etzlacha. Because then the person, the sinner, is going to feel, oh my God, my importance, my status has been so lowered in my friend's eyes. V'lachein, therefore, nachon adavar shelo yavo adam b'chaveru v'yomar lo miyad atochecha. Therefore, when you have to tell your friend something, you have to give him the talk. What should you do? You shouldn't come to your friend and tell him immediately, oh, go crazy and rebuke him. Eli yisavi tenimo, shmooze with him, v'tochasicha yomar, and in the middle of the conversation, tell him, ani lagi lecha kach v'kach, I need to tell you something. So again, when we offer rebuke, when we offer direction, when we offer something, it has to be done in a very, very gentle way. And not with force, and not with intensity. In the middle of the conversation, say, you know what? I got to talk to you. Because these are people's feelings on the line. It's their self-esteem. So when the next time we want to tell somebody off, to make sure we're doing it out of love, out of respect, and out of calculation. It's so important. Shamati Mirav Daniel Kela Shlita, the head of Waterbury, Sheish Lamod Khan Yaakov Avinu. We can learn from Yaakov Avinu. Shochechata Ra'oin, Hein Oda Yamagadol. Yaakov Avinu, when he was a fugitive, he told the shepherds, what are you doing? Why are you slacking off? The day's still long. You have so much work to do. Avam Mitchila Devarim Hem Divrei Shalom Vekavod. But he didn't just immediately start rebuking the shepherds and start blasting them. How did he start the conversation? He spoke to them very peacefully and very covetic with a lot of respect. Achai, me'ayin atem, my brothers, where do you come from? She'im miyareyam ochiyachotam, because if he would have rebuked them right away, az yargishu shirak mirakez al chesronoteyim, they would have felt that he's only focusing on their failures. And they're not honorable in his eyes. So again, a very, very important lesson. The next time we need to tell somebody something, and we want to correct, and we want to help, through love, through understanding, through empathy, because we have their best interests in mind.